Morning, everybody. Sarah.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your presence and power. That is speaking for us, canceling the voice of judgment and condemnation. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for impossible things you have made possible. We thank you for fixing issues in our lives that our own strength and wisdom could not fix. We thank you, Lord, for the interventions we get every time we call upon your name in faith. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the teachings you have taught us in this Healing Streams program. We thank you for how you have built up our faith in you and in your power through those teachings. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessings and miracles we have received in the previous Healing Streams program. We thank you, Father, because even today, even this morning, you are going to bless us again. You're going to touch us again. You're going to heal us again. Thank you, Lord. I ask that your power take over this session right now in the name of Jesus. Let your fire fill this place. Let your glory fill this place. Let your Holy Spirit take over as we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to do a lot of prayers today. Unlike the way we do it before. Yeah, you know, before we do some teachings, then after we are done with teachings, then we start praying. But today we will do more of prayers than teachings. Yeah, and that doesn't mean that is how it will continue. It is how the Spirit wants to move. Yeah, so make sure that you follow these prayers. Yeah, wherever you are, maybe you are in the office, or you might be doing something, but make sure that you are praying. Yeah, make sure you are praying. Before we start the prayers, let us look at the book of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 10. Matthew chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 10. And now also the ox is laid unto the roots of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Verse 11. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to be. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He's talking about Jesus, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Praise the Lord. So Jesus has come to do great cleansing in our lives. Jesus has come to do great cleansing in our lives. Great cleansing in your spirit. Great cleansing in your soul. Great cleansing in your body. Yeah, as we have read here, Jesus have a fan. Jesus have a fan in his hand. According to Matthew chapter 3 verse 12, he has a fan in his hand. And through that fan, he is able to do a lot of purging. And through that fan, he is able to gather the things that is good, the things that are godly, righteous, clean. He's able to gather those things unto himself. And then, after he has done that, he will now set the things that are unclean, unrighteous, impure, things that are dark, demonic, is going to set those ones on fire. Yeah, so I am trusting the Lord that He will use this fan that is in His hand, that He will use it to do wonderful operations in your life this morning. This fan in His hand, and not just the fan, He will also use His unquenchable fire. The meaning of unquenchable fire means that, I mean, this unquenchable fire means that the fire will not stop burning until the things God does not want to see in you are gone. Yeah, that's what the unquenchable fire here implies. It means the fire will continue to burn. It will not stop. It will continue to burn and continue to burn as long as those things God doesn't want in your life are still there. The fire continues to burn. And it will continue to burn until those things are completely consumed and wiped out. So this is the kind of cleansing. The Lord has come to do in your life. And it's going to happen in the name of Jesus. In fact, it's already happening in the name of Jesus. So you can call the title of today's program, the title of today's Healing Streams program, you can call it a great cleansing from Jesus. Great cleansing from Jesus. Because Jesus wants to cleanse your life. He wants to clean up your life. And He's doing it already. Amen. So we are going to start the prayers. Like I said before, some of you joined, that today we are going to be doing more of prayers. More of prayers than teaching. Because that is how the Lord wants it to be. Amen. And of course, I will also be praying on your waterfall for healing miracles. Amen. So you're going to, first of all, thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for the provision of your fan and fire to cleanse my life. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for the provision of your fan and your fire to cleanse my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus, for the provision of your fan. According to Matthew chapter 3 verse 12, there is a fan in the hand of Jesus. And then there is an unquenchable fire in his hand also. So begin to say, thank you, Jesus, for the provision of your fan and your fire to cleanse my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the provision. Darkness from alive. You're going to separate demons from my life. You're going to separate sicknesses and diseases from my life. You're going to separate fear, doubt, unbelief from my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because through this fan, you're going to cut off and uproot all the plantations of witchcraft in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the provision of your fan and unquenchable fire to cleanse my life. I believe you are praying. When you are in a prayer session, you open your mouth and pray and talk to God. Say, thank you, Lord, for the provision of your fan and fire to cleanse my life, to cleanse my spirit, to cleanse my soul, and to cleanse my body, to cleanse my blood, to cleanse my organs, to cleanse every part of my body. Thank you, Jesus, for the provision of your fan and unquenchable fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given it. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for your mighty hand that is stretched forth to do for me what no man can do. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for your mighty hand that is stretched forth to do for me what no man can do, what no doctor can do, what nobody can do. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Jesus, for your mighty hand that is stretched forth to do for me what no man can do, to do for my life what no man can do, to do for my health what no man can do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She has gene push the garaba. Neheniji se soba halashina. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty hand that is stretched forth to do for me what no man can do. What no man can do, what the wisdom of men cannot do. What the smartness of scientists cannot do. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are also going to thank him again. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus, for the presence of your Holy Spirit in my life to transform my life into the person you want me to be. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in my life to change my life into the person you want me to be. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you are thanking him. Say, thank you, Jesus, for the presence of your Holy Spirit in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the presence of your Holy Spirit in my life. That you are using and you are going to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, purge my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, purge my life of every walk of darkness. Purge my life of every seed of darkness. Purge my life of every plantation of darkness. Say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, purge me, purge me, purge me. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, purge me. Purge my spirit right now, Lord Jesus, purge my spirit, man. Purge my soul. Purge. purge my body, purge my blood, purge my spirit, purge my soul, purge my body, purge every organ in my body with your unquenchable fire. I believe you're praying with your right hand raised up. Say, Lord Jesus, with your quenchable fire, purge me now. Purge me now. Purge me of every plantation of darkness. Purge me of every seed of darkness. Purge me of every harrow of darkness. Purge me of every work of darkness. Purge me of every plantation of sickness and diseases. Purge me now, Lord Jesus. Purge me of every poison of darkness, every venom of darkness, venom of serpents, stings of scorpions of darkness, serpents of darkness. Purge me. Purge me now. Purge me, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire. Purge me with your unquenchable fire. Thank you, Lord. Purge me of everything that is not according to your will in my life. Purge me of them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your fan, blow away every rubbish Satan have deposited into my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your fan. Remember, there's a fan in the hand of Jesus. According to Matthew chapter 3 verse 12. So Lord Jesus, with your fan, blow away every rubbish Satan have deposited in my life. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Lord Jesus, with your fan, blow away every rubbish, every unclean thing Satan have deposited in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jeshetete kitashterela. Rehandi Jesus here, Masha de Gedeshta, Nishte ete hosa sabushigala, Digrushte ketoba hashana, Nesoseje testegala, Nehashana wala. Say, Lord Jesus, with your fan, the Hasuzishidia Destara, Natasha Dagarala. Continue to pray. So, Lord Jesus, blew them away. Blew them away. Every rubbish, every unclean thing, Satan have deposited into my body through the foods I have had, through whatever I drank. Lord Jesus, blow them away right now with your fan. Blow them away. Blow them away right now. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to keep your right hand on your head. Yeah, like I said, we are doing more of prayers today. Yeah, so we are going to be praying a lot. Yeah, place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, set on fire every mountain. The Bible told us that the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Mountains, they melt like wax before the Lord. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, set on fire every mountain built up in my life. A lot of prayers, despite a lot of fastings, they don't want to go. But the Lord is saying that that mountain will go. It will go. And it's going already. Yeah. It's going already. So don't agree with any problem that is in your body system or in your spirit or in your soul. No matter how insignificant it looks like, don't agree with them. Because it is not the will of God for such to stay in your life. Yeah, so with your right hand on your head, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, set on fire every mountain built up in my life. And I've refused to go for years. Lord Jesus, set them on fire. Melt them with your unquenchable fire. Open your mouth and pray like that. Melt them with your quenchable fire. Every mountain built up in my spirit, man, for years, and I've refused to go. Every mountain built up in my soul, and I've refused to go. Every mountain built up in my body, in form of sickness, disease, weakness, infirmities, And I've refused to go. Unquenchable fire of Jesus, melt them now. Melt them now. Melt them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Unquenchable fire of Jesus, melt them. Melt them. Melt them. Melt them. Melt them. Melt them right now in the name of Jesus. Every mountain built up in my spirit that is not allowing me to grow spiritually, that is not allowing me to flow in the Holy Ghost, to pray in the Holy Ghost, to speak with unknown tongues, melt with fire of Jesus, unquenchable fire of Jesus, melt them now. Continue to pray like that. Say, every mountain built up in my spirit that is not allowing me to receive messages from God, to hear the voice of God, to receive divine revelations from God, melt now. By unquenchable fire of Jesus. Melt right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let unquenchable fire of Jesus destroy every negative utterance that has created problem into my life. Let the unquenchable fire of Jesus they are living beings in the realm of the spirit, whether the ones somebody pronounced against you, or the ones you said against yourself, every negative word. Spirit, they create evil and they stay without evil. Yeah, so, but the fire of God is able to destroy them and the evil they have created. Yeah, wherever the negative word might have come from. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let unquenchable fire of Jesus destroy every negative word, every negative utterance, and every negative utterance that have created problem in my life. Let the unquenchable fire of Jesus destroy them and the problem they have created. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, unquenchable fire of Jesus, destroy every negative word, every negative thought, every negative word, negative utterance, negative thoughts that have created problem into my life. And the problem they have created, unquenchable fire of the Lord, destroy them now. Destroy both the negative words and the problems they created in my life. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. Unquenchable fire of Jesus. Unquenchable fire of Jesus. Destroy every negative utterance and thoughts and the problems they have created in my life. And the problems they have created in my spirit. And the problems they have created in my soul and body. Destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, I have discovered that there is so much don't happen to get even a percentage of what is in Jesus for them. I'm going to repeat myself. I said I have discovered that there is so much in Jesus for us, so much. But many Christians in their lifetime are for them. Yeah, they are not able to get up to 1% of what is in Jesus for them. And now, the reason why many Christians don't get or possess or experience or become all that is in Jesus for them, or much of what is in Jesus for them, is because of many of these rubbish that is in our lives, that darkness have deposited. And not just darkness, even sin have deposited into our lives. Yeah, personally, I began to see many things manifesting in my life, many things coming alive in my life, even when I wasn't praying for them. So some of you, there are gifts in your life and they are not coming alive because there are so much rubbish that need to be cleansed out of your life, even out of your blood, even out of your system, all the organs in your body. I'm not talking of the cleansing you get when you take some of these, there are some of these herbal mixtures. They say take it for cleansing. It will cleanse all the, it will remove a lot of dirty things from your body system. That's not the cleansing I'm talking about here. I'm talking about spiritual cleansing. They are unclean things that eyes cannot see, that even microscopes cannot see. That is what I'm talking about. So without this cleansing, I realize that so many things God have placed in you will not even come alive. In fact, you will not even know you have those things in you. Some of you have faith. You have great faith. Yeah. But it's not coming alive. Because there's so much dirty things, so much rubbish, darkness have compiled on your soul. So to trust God is even a problem. Whereas it is not a problem. Yeah, you have all it takes to trust God. Many of you have faith. You have great faith that can change this world. Great faith. But you don't know you have it. You don't know. Because of all this rubbish Satan has deposited into your life. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, get rid of every darkness and uncleanness that is stopping the manifestation of the things you have deposited in my life, the good things you have deposited in my life. The good things that I have in you. Say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, get rid of every darkness and uncleanness in me that is stopping the manifestation of the great things you have placed in me, the good things you have placed in me, the good gifts you have placed in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some of you have the gift of prophecy. You have the spirit of prophecy, but it's not manifested. You don't even know you have it because of those rubbish. Say, Lord Jesus, get rid of them now. Every darkness and uncleanness that have filled up my spirit, soul, and body and is stopping the manifestation of the good things you have deposited in me. Lord Jesus, get rid of them now. With your unquenchable fire. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Right now. right now. Thank you, Lord. Every darkness of fear that has built up itself in me over the years to stop the manifestation of the great things you have placed in me. Get rid of them now, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire. Every darkness of unbelief, doubts that have piled up in my life for years, stopping the manifestation of the great things God has placed in me, be destroyed by the unquenchable fire of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points before I will be praying for you and pray on the water. As I was saying, that there is so much in Jesus for us. But there's a lot of darkness in us that don't want us to get those things. Yeah. And God is waiting for those darkness to die. In fact, I realized that once these dark deposits are completely destroyed, the things that we have in Jesus, they manifest instantly. That is what I have found out. That once I'm able to, through self-denial, through prayers, once I'm able to get rid of this darkness that the enemy have placed in my life, I saw how my blessings manifest instantly. I mean instantly. So which means that God is willing, or maybe I should even say God has freely given many of us a lot of great things. He has already given us many great things. Yeah, but he's waiting for these things in us to die, to be destroyed. Yeah, he has already given us many wonderful things. Because I always see those things manifest instantly after these dark deposits have been dealt with. Even in my mind, after I'm able to ensure purity in my mind, I see victories instantly. I see blessings manifest instantly. Yeah, so our major problem is this deposits of darkness, especially when it comes to laying hold of all those benefits that have been freely given to us in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So you're going to pray. What is it that you are doing that is legalizing presence of this darkness in your life? What is it that you are doing, that you know you are doing, that is inviting this darkness into your life? You have to stop doing them. Yeah. Otherwise, the darkness, they are not ready to go. They are ready to stay forever. Some people, they are not willing to stop doing what is bringing darkness into their lives. And yet they want the darkness to go. How is that possible? Yeah, it is not possible. So we must stop doing what is bringing darkness into our lives. Then, when we pray, darkness will go. It's as simple as that. Yeah. I pray that you repent of those things. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with the fan in your hand, according to Matthew 3 verse 12, I have said it earlier that there is a fan in the hand of Jesus. There's a fan in his hand. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, with the fan in your hand, cut off every attitude, habit, and lifestyle in me, every nature in me that is inviting darkness into my life, and legalizing darkness to stay in my life. Cut them off right now. Cut them off right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, with your fan, cut off. You know, fan has to do with blade. Say, Lord Jesus, with your fan, cut off. Cut off every nature, every mindset, every habit, every attitude, every thinking pattern, every lifestyle in me that is inviting. Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off right now. Cut them off right now. Cut them off right now. Every nature in me that is inviting and legalizing darkness to stay in my life, Lord Jesus, cut them off right now with your fan. In the name of Jesus, I want to live a life free of rubbish of darkness. I want to live a life free of uncleanness of darkness. I want to live a life free of pollution of darkness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. It says the axe is laid stem of the trees, but the roots of the trees. So Jesus also have an axe. Jesus have an axe. He used to cut any tree that does not bring forth good fruit. And Jesus is not going to cut off the leaves. Jesus does not want, is not after cutting off the leaves or the branches or the stem. Jesus is after cutting off the roots. The roots. That is what Jesus wants to cut off. Yeah. So in your life, the axe of God is already on the roots of every tree of darkness that is not bringing forth good fruit. The axe of God is already laid on them. And that axe is going to cut them down. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your axe, cut down every tree in my life that is not planted by you. Cut down every tree in my life that is not producing good fruit. Cut down every plantation of darkness in my life. Cut them down. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Cut them down. Cut them down. Raise up your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus, with your hacks, cut down every plantation of darkness producing evil in my life. Cut down every tree of darkness producing evil in my life. Cut them down. Cut them down. Cut down their roots. Cut down their roots. Cut them down at their roots. In the name of Jesus, cut them down at their roots. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. The roots of disease can be in your blood. Can be in particular organ. Lord Jesus will cut them down. Continue to pray like that. It's just something that is not adding up in your body system. That is why you feel sick or fall sick. It's a root. It's a root. Say, Lord Jesus, with your hacks, cut them down. Thank you, Lord. Every root of sickness and diseases, cut them down. Every root of slavery, root of captivity, captivity, cut them down. Every root of failures rising and falling, cut them down. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray? You're going to place your right hand on your chest, where your heart is. Yeah. You know, your heart is in your chest area. Yeah, place your right hand on your chest. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, destroy every darkness flowing through my blood. Flowing through my heart and blood. Yeah. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, destroy every darkness flowing through my heart and blood. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Destroy every darkness flowing through my heart and blood right now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Lord Jesus, destroy them with your quenchable fire, with your quenchable fire, with your quenchable fire. Thank you, Lord. Flowing through my heart and blood with your quenchable fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 2 more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. Recently I discovered that the kingdom of darkness mess with our brain a lot, and many people don't realize this. Even though I have thought about this, I mean, in terms of teaching, I've thought on this many times. I've mentioned about this many times during our prayer sessions, but I don't think many people really follow those teachings. Yeah. But I'm still going to repeat it again. Yeah. the kingdom of darkness, they mess with our brain a lot. You know, it's your brain that makes you to feel coupled with some other organs, makes you to feel whatever you feel. Your brain, most times, gives you the thoughts that you think. In fact, the pains you are feeling, it is your brain that is making you to feel the pains you are feeling. I believe you know that. The symptoms you feel is your brain that is making you to feel it. Yeah. The same thing with many other feelings. Your brain makes you to feel them. Many thoughts in your mind. Your brain makes you to think them. Yeah, and science is telling us that there's nothing like soul. There's nothing like spirit. Science is telling us that we are just some kind of higher animals. And we just have some higher brain function or brain capacity than that of animals. Yeah, that is what science is saying. And that is what devil wants you to believe. Devil wants you to believe that you are what your brain feels. I don't know if you are getting my point. You see, I've discovered things. And after I found out those things, I just sit down and ask myself. And I ask myself that, so all these years we have been deceived in the body of Christ. So all these years we have gotten it wrong in the body of Christ. I begin to feel sad. Yeah. For many. Because we have gotten it wrong. In the body of Christ. On so many things, we have gotten it wrong for years. We have been taught wrong things. Yeah, and we have been doing many things wrong. Yeah, but when somebody like me is coming up exposing these things, some people don't want to hear. Well, it's for their good anyway. Yeah, because me, I will not go back into slavery. Yeah, so let me come back to what I was saying. So I realized that many things we feel, many things we think, is as a result of the kingdom of darkness messing with our brains. They are not real. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. They are not real. In fact, many things we think, they are not from you. Many things you think are not from you. And they are not from God. They are from some principalities, staying somewhere in a very highly advanced and sophisticated, computerized, demonic system. They have computers that is able to project into your mind what they want you to think. I'm talking about computers that fallen angels manufacture. I'm not talking about the computers in this realm. Yeah, I'm not talking about the computers you use here on earth. I'm talking about computers manufactured by fallen angels. I'm talking about network, not the network here, not the one I'm using to transmit what I'm saying now. I'm talking about highly advanced electromagnetic waves. Everybody in the world is hooked into that network. It's like a web, like cobwebs. Yeah, so they press the button. They said, they press the button and they say, let everyone feel like this. Then everybody will feel like that. Let everyone think this. And everyone will think that. I don't know if I get my point. So many things, may God deliver this generation. Now, you might be doubting what I'm saying because you have not encountered the reality of this thing. But I know what I'm saying. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. So many of the things we feel, even the pain you feel sometimes, is not real. What you think is not real. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So it is until we begin to think outside the box. And by the box, I mean the box that these principalities have put us inside. The web they have put us in. It is by the time, you know, it is as we come out of that network and begin to think against that system. Function against that system. That is how we overcome. Yeah. That is how we overcome. So you are going to pray like this with your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, with your unquenchable fire, deliver my brain. Remove my brain from the network of darkness and demons. Polluting it. Corrupting it. Messing with heat, remove my brain. Remove my brain. Because whatever they do to that brain, you feel it. And it looks real to you because you can easily believe what you feel. You can easily believe what you are thinking. Say, Lord Jesus, remove my brain from the network of darkness. Controlling it, polluting it, corrupting it. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Disconnect my brain with your quenchable fire. Disconnect my brain. I refuse to be controlled from the dark kingdoms. I refuse to be manipulated from the dark realms. It's so painful sometimes, I feel like crying. Because these things, they make us feel it's so real because you can literally feel it in your body. And you will think, is this, I know what I'm saying. I go through these things. So they make us feel like it's so real. And it's not. It's not. Lord Jesus, deliver my brain, deliver my mind, deliver all the systems of my body, my nervous system, endocrine system, deliver all the system of my body from the network of darkness using it to control my life, to manipulate what my feelings, to manipulate my emotions, to manipulate my thoughts. Disconnect me from that web of darkness. Disconnect me from that web of darkness. Disconnect me from every web of darkness. Using their sophisticated weapons to manipulate my thoughts and feelings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point, you see, it's not easy to die. And when I say die, I'm not talking about the one that some people swallow poison or ask a doctor to do something to them to kill them. I'm talking about dying to your flesh. Or let me make it more simpler. I'm talking about dying to the nature you grew up to know as a human being. Denying that nature completely is not easy. So when the Bible says we should renew our mind. So it's not easy to renew our mind. What you have been used to believing, accepting, and then you want to change it completely to start thinking in a very different way is not easy. It's painful. But that's the only way to real freedom. Dying to that mind or mindset or mentality you grew up to know from childhood for years. Dying to that control system in the society, the demonic system you grew up to know, it is not easy. But you have to die to that, or you won't have real freedom. And I want you to have real freedom. And God wants you to have real freedom and total freedom and persistent freedom. Yeah, so you have to renew your mind indeed. Yeah, your mind don't want to believe God. You have to believe God. You have to train it to believe God. Your mind don't want to trust God. Your mind don't want to please God. You have to train it, or you can't have freedom. Your mind want to trust the medical system. Your mind want to trust drugs. You have to train your mind. to naught, or you won't have real freedom. Yeah, that's how it is. But many people don't want to change. They have become so hardened, like dry fish, like a dry fish. Yeah, so they don't want to bend. They don't want to change. I believe you are not like those people. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I am willing and ready to discard my sinful nature, my Adamic nature, my carnal mind, to embrace your own mind, your own nature. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Say, I am willing to do everything it takes. Help me, Lord Jesus. For I know this is how to have real freedom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Until we begin to change the way we think and reason, there is no freedom for us. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Until we are willing to submit to the truth, to become one with the truth, to renew our mind with the truth, there is no freedom. You can fast and pray 100 days. If you have not done that, there is no freedom. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. I am willing to discard this polluted mind that I grew up to have. This mind that find it difficult to trust you, to believe you. This mind that is so scientific that want to see before believing. I don't want to believe before seeing. I want to see signs before believing. This mind of lust and pride. This nature of lust and pride. Lord, I am willing to discard it and embrace your own mind and nature. Please help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray that the Lord give you more understanding of the things I have said. Yeah. Because sometimes I would think many people really understand what I have said during teachings and prayer sessions. But later I'll find out that they don't really understand. Yeah. So that's why I always pray that the Lord give you more understanding, and he will do it in you in Jesus' name. So I'm going to be praying for you now, and I'll pray on your water. Yeah. So So if you have gotten the water, hold the water in your hands as I pray. Hold all the water in your hands as I pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour. Thank you for everything you have done already. As you have said that this is a time of great cleansing. And indeed, we have been cleansed. Thank you for your power that cannot fail. Thank you for your grace that cannot fail. Thank you for your strength that cannot fail. Thank you for your unquenchable fire that cannot fail. Thank you, Jesus, for your fan that cannot fail. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your hacks that cannot fail. For it has cut down from the roots all plantations of darkness in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. I ask, O Lord, that you lay your hands upon everyone who have joined this program. Lord, lay your right hand upon them. Let the manifestation of great cleansing happen in them right now. The manifestation of your cleansing, such cleansing that eradicates all darkness until there is not one fragment of darkness remaining. Oh Lord, let that cleansing happen now. In their bodies, let it happen. In their souls, let it happen. In their spirits, let it happen. Let your fire never stop burning. Until all sickness are gone. Let your fire never stop burning. Until all diseases are gone. Let your fire never stop burning. Until all impurities and uncleanness and strangers in their lives are gone. Your brain and every other part of your body shall no longer be controlled from the dark realms. In the name of Jesus. And every spirit that is making you to believe what demons are projecting into your mind, I bind that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray on the water you are holding right now in your hands. Let the fire of Jesus and the power of Jesus possess this water right now in Jesus' name. The fire that destroys all death, all messengers of death, and all elements of death. Including death itself. Let that fire possess this water in the name of Jesus. Let the power of Jesus that sets free, that sets men free from every bondage of darkness and Satan and sicknesses and diseases, possess this water now in the name of Jesus. Even when those who don't really have much faith take this water, they shall receive faith from the Lord, and the power in the water shall heal them, shall save them, shall deliver them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.